I'm buying Candy Smelling's home. I have a bid in, and hopefully I'll get it. I'll know by tomorrow. I'm going to buy it for that gift closet she has.
What's the price now again?
$79
million. I thought it was higher than that. $150
million. I put in $79. My bid, my offer was $79 million. Take it or leave it.
That's it.
You ever try chewing food only on your left side?
Sure. You know, get some dental work done or something. It happens. It's irritating.
I didn't realize how the whole mouth has to be in play for in order for your food to be enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
If you just eat on your left side because of this toothache on my right, the left side, it's not even enjoyable. The left side is just like chewing. But combined with the right side.
It's called teamwork, my friend.
Yes, it's an experience. If you can eat food and use both your left and your right side of your mouth, it's enjoyable. When you're just chewing on your left or right, it's not enjoyable.
It becomes a chore.
Yeah, it's just chewing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not eating.
I hear you.
Certainly not enjoying.
I thought you were going to get that tooth fixed.
Here's what I've been told. I'm getting it fixed at 2 o'clock. Today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm getting it fixed. I don't know what's wrong with it. But I was told to gargle Listerine. To numb it. I actually put some Grey Goose on it last night. Six of them.
That'll numb it real good.
Yeah. But Dad, I tell you, man, I didn't realize how you just take your mouth for granted. People, I'm going to tell you something. Don't take your mouth for granted. It's fun to chew.
It is.
You don't even realize until you can no longer chew. Back to you, Ken. I want to make sure everyone knew that.
TV Tonight from the Comcast Loop News Lounge. Comcast, America's leading fiber optic network for TV, voice, and internet. Call 1-888-4-BEST-TV. I'm Kent Voss with Johnny in the Morning, now streaming worldwide at WLUP.com.
This could be a special season. Yes, Vince, 591-ROCK, 591-ROLL. That's how you dialed it. You did a 312 area code, 591-ROCK, 591-ROLL. Yes, Vince.
Yeah, I gave a song to the team for liking them.
All right, Ministry, find out what that song is. John, thank you.
Yeah.
Trapped Under Ice, Tara. Oh, yeah. This would kill somebody, I think. This would give someone a heart attack. Just people in the stadium just banging their heads together, jumping around, moshing onto the ice. Yeah. That's Trapped Under Ice.
If you turn up the computer speaker here, hear Ministry Keys to the City.
Hold on. This is the song, apparently, that he said was given to the Blackhawks last year by Ministry. That's pretty good. That's rocking. Where was that one? I remember it came out, and then it just disappeared. Because I believe the Blackhawks disappeared. They won't this time. Not with music like that and this.
Well, I'm watching some hockey.
All right.
Johnny B. in the Morning. Chicago's rock. All day.
97.9.
The Loop.
Certain restrictions apply.
Right. You can call your mama right now and say, hey, mama, I might be going to see Star Trek. The loop premiere of Star Trek is on Monday, May 4th. And I'd love to take you with me, but I know you live in Belgium. But I'm going without you. Monday, May 4th, AMC River East Chicago. The greatest adventure of all time begins with Star Trek. Star Trek opens in theaters everywhere on Friday, May 8th from Paramount Pictures, rated PG-13. We want you to go. Now, we are on the subject of the wussification of American sports. We're on the subject of wussification of P.E. in schools, based on the show that we saw on HBO, Real Sports. And the story was about new P.E. classes that they've integrated into the system, or one integrated into most systems, so they can keep people from competing against each other, boys and girls. All boys and girls should be alike. Okay? Starts out with dodgeball, banning dodgeball.
Anybody who still, because we only throw at those weaker individuals.
You encourage people to be bullies. You know dodgeball, you know.
I've heard it called murder ball, bombardment, killer ball, poison ball. None of them are very nice.
No, they're not nice, and you encourage people to be, you go after weak individuals, dodgeball, banned. But if you are a dodgeball fan, pay attention to the question, because here it comes. If you are a dodgeball fan, testing.
Wait a minute.
Hello? Hello? Oh, hello? If you are a dodgeball fan, you will be able to tell me the 5 D's of dodgeball. Is he talking about the movie? Or is he talking about dodgeball in general? You figure it out. What are the five D's of dodgeball?